Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to start the briefing on the fiscal year 2020 first quarter consolidated business results. As already been informed, the briefing will be held online. Between 2:00 and 2:30, Toshiba will make a presentation, and after that, there will be a 20-minute QA session for the media representatives. Questions from the analysts and investors will be taken between 3:00 and 3:30. Thank you very much for your understanding. Your questions will be taken using the teleconferencing system. As being informed beforehand, you need to be registered to use the system. Now, let me introduce today's speaker. Mr. Masaharu Kamo, Executive Officer, Corporate Senior Vice President, and I am Hara of Corporate Communications. Mr. Kamo will present using the slide deck titled FY 2020 First Quarter Consolidated Business Results. My name is Kamo, in charge of corporate planning. Allow me to make a presentation. Allow me to be seated while I present. Can you show the slides? As for the results for the first quarter, unfortunately, there's been a decline in sales as well as decline in profit. We regret the results. On the other hand, for this fiscal year, there was a major impact from the COVID-19, so therefore, the numbers or the figures are very difficult to understand. One of the uniqueness of Toshiba is that overall, the construction term is concentrated in the second half. There is a difference of about 100 billion between the first and second half, which makes it even more difficult to understand. If we exclude those impacts, next plan progress, we are progressing quite well against our next plan according to what we judge as the management. From here, I would like to make a brief explanation. Please turn to page three. These are the key points of my presentation. I listed up five items. The first item is core operating income. These are the numbers we showed previously as well. The core operating income against the for year-on-year, there's been a significant increase of 28.9 billion yen. In the progress of next plan, core operating income in fiscal year 2019 was 160 billion. Against that, we are expecting 220 billion for fiscal year 2020, and 60 billion increase, and as for the quarter increase of 15 billion was expected. Against that target for the first quarter, 28 billion, which was an excess from 15 billion yen. The second point, the COVID-19 impact, there's been no divergence from previous forecast and which was announced previously for the full year and for the quarter. We talked about 46 billion in terms of COVID-19 impact, which has been increased by 3.3 billion to 49.3 billion, many of which have been delayed. Therefore, the impact, the total impact of COVID-19 for the full year is 90 billion yen. The third point, operating income. There's been a decline of 20 billion year-on-year, but against the previous forecast, we have seen a significant improvement. When we did earnings announcement for the past previous fiscal year on the 5th of June, Mr. Kurumatani said that there's going to be a loss of 10 billion-20 billion yen. The first quarter, we had the biggest impact for COVID-19. The loss was 12.6 billion yen, which was much better than we had expected. The COVID-19 impact for the first quarter was 49.3 billion yen. Against that, the decline was only 20 billion yen. The difference is 29 billion yen, which was a recovery that we were able to make. The core earnings power, as I mentioned earlier, according to the initial budget, we were expecting to strengthen the core earnings by 15 billion yen. But against that, we have been able to improve by about 10 billion yen. This includes emergency cost reduction, and some of the spending have been postponed. But all of these measures have been successful in a very short period of time. Fourth point, free cash flow. Year-on-year basis, we have seen significant improvement. Last year was 39.9 billion yen. This year, 83.3 billion yen. And lastly, amount of orders received. Under the COVID-19 pandemic, we had concerns over orders to be received, but we have been able to build orders quite successfully. At the end of this quarter, we have seen increase of 5% year-on-year. Page 4, please. Today, as usual, I would like to talk about overall business result by segment, supplementary information, followed by fiscal year 2020 forecast. I'll be covering 4 points. I'll be brief in my presentation.
Now, starting on page 6, please. The first is the profit and loss items, income and loss items. The first row, net sales. 813.2 billion yen was the result for Q1 2019, and Q1 2020 was 599.8 billion yen, and 26% down equals to 213.4 billion yen. And in that, as right-hand side shows, the impact of COVID-19 was minus 149.4 billion and others are 6.4 billion yen. As is mentioned earlier, for this fiscal year, because we had preparations for the Olympic Games and so forth, and therefore the construction period was scheduled mostly in the second half. And overall, about 100 billion yen of shifting of the sales will be expected from the first half to second half, and therefore 6.4 billion yen is 64 billion yen is the result of such impact. And next is core operating income or loss. As I mentioned earlier, 28.9 billion yen increase year on year. And on right-hand side, we have the description of the differences. Energy system solutions alone has the lower numbers decrease. And as I mentioned earlier, construction period was shifted from the first to the second half. The largest impact was observed in energy systems and solutions. For that portion, energy systems and solutions, being the first quarter, we marked the lower income. However, for the other solutions, we have all increased. COVID-19 impact of 49.3 billion yen. This is that 46 billion of the initial plan. However, there are some postponement of the installation service was happening, and because of that, we have this higher impact from COVID-19. Now, for operating loss, as is mentioned earlier, being the core operating income was positive at 28.9 billion yen. However, 49.3 billion was observed as the COVID-19 impact, and therefore operating income of negative 12.6 billion yen, and the company deeply apologized for this result. As it's mentioned earlier, core operating income positive impact of 28.9, 15 billion was the increase of income as is planned in the next plan, and the cost reduction and others are included for the other portion. Moving on to page 7. Now, this is the factor analysis for the operating income for this quarter. Now, a force from the box from the left, 4.1 billion to 2.4 billion. There are three numbers from 4.1 to 2.4. And 7.4 in total is the outcome of all these efforts for us to enhance the earnings capabilities. And on top of that, there are some positive impact of 21.5 billion yen right in the middle. And that is classified as others. And there are the increase and decrease in sales and difference in sales mix and also reduction in fixed costs. In that, the largest impact is coming from the decrease in fixed cost of 16.3 billion yen. And loss-making contract was reduced. And also, the sales with higher marginal profits were posted ahead of the schedule. That means that during the first half, the total marginal profitability was increased, and therefore that contributed to 21.5 billion yen, a positive impact, and 1.2 billion of restructuring costs, and 49.3 billion of COVID-19 impact, and then results was the loss of 12.6 billion yen. Moving on to page 8, this is the analysis of impact of COVID-19. At the right bottom, you will see blue letters stating minus 49.3 billion yen and versus previous forecast minus 3.3 billion yen. As is mentioned earlier, because of the delay in installation services, we have some lower profits. And annual impact was 90 billion yen, and therefore more than half the impact was consolidated into the first quarter. We've expected for at the beginning of this fiscal year. However, there are some differences in the situation compared to other companies, and therefore I will elaborate on major reasons. First of all, now let's look at the business segment, device and storage. In that area, there are some delays in installing semiconductor manufacturing equipment for China market, deterioration in operation level of HDD's factory. These two are the key point for the first one. From last year to this year, we have changed some company, New Flare Technology, into a fully owned subsidiaries. And for this company, SPEs in Chinese market were not delivered, and we were not able to install the SPEs. For other SPE manufacturers in the country, some of them are marking positive profits in the first quarter. Unfortunately, for New Flare Technologies in that particular company, they don't have any team to be able to install the SPEs in the local Chinese market. Mainly, we'll be covering the installation services and also coordinating the installation services, dispatching the personnel from Japan to China. And during this period of time, we had difficulties of sending people to China. And therefore, installation work itself was postponed to the later timing. And on the operating income impact is about 10 billion yen, as you see of the footnotes. And for this 10 billion yen, it will be recovered before the end of this fiscal year. And therefore, among the 90 billion yen of impact, New Flare impact from New Flare company is estimated to be zero. Second one is deterioration in the operation of HDD factory. In the world, data centers are having a very robust demand across the world. And at the same time, other companies are marking some revenue increase and profit increase. Despite such situation, our main factory was mostly around the Philippines, and that's subject to lockdown. And April, May, and June, these factories were locked down. And of course, after the end of June, all this lockdown was relaxed. However, 7 billion yen of impact was observed from that. So 17 billion and 7 billion subtracted, and in the 90 billion of a COVID-19 impact, the first quarter has marked a 37% of 37% in posted on the first quarter. So that is very similar to other companies. Other unique factors of this company is at the very last line on the slide. Because of the government, Japanese government's requests, we have increased the number of weekends. In order to protect the number of operating days for the full year basis, we've shifted off dates to the first quarter out from the second, third, and the fourth quarter. So for Japan, a 10% reduction in work days was observed, and that is applied to all the sections such as the manufacturing, the service, and so forth, and affecting our business performance. And other COVID-19 impact is described here. For example, the decreased demand for semiconductor in automotive devices, decreased demand of MFPs and post system, and decreased demand of automotive products in North America, railway system products in China, and a delay in installation works. Now, moving on to page 9. Page 9 is describing non-operating income. Now, during the first quarter, 9 billion of positive income on non-operating income was observed. Disposed personal computers business in FY 2019, there is the price adjustment relation to the Toshiba Client Solutions is posted by 7.1 billion yen. Kioxia now turned to the positive side and profitable side, and a total of 9 billion yen income was observed on non-operating item. Next, page 10 of cash flow. This is free cash flow calculation. Mostly reduction in the working capital, we were able to enjoy much higher free cash flow. Net interest-bearing debt was minus right in the middle. You will see net interest-bearing debt of a negative 31.6 billion yen. Which means that we don't have the interest-bearing debt at this point in time. Next. Next, I would like to further elaborate on free cash flow. Now, among the free cash flow items, the personal computer business adjustment, price adjustment factors of the disposal prices is being included. In the middle, three lines were describing that. At the bottom, this is the cash flows excluding the non-recurring items or no one-time factors. Cash flows from operating activities was 111.7, and cash flows from investment activities was negative 33.1. Free cash flows of 78.6 billion yen. 78.6 billion yen of free cash flow is actually an increase in free cash flows. Major factors come from the fact that cash flow of operating income was increased significantly, that contributing to significantly at 111.7 billion yen. Detail is analyzed on right-hand side, from EBITDA to cash flow from operating activities. EBITDA was 8.5 billion, and there's a payment of loss-making project of net cash out of 4.5 billion yen, and the tax of 25.8 billion yen, and also 133.5 billion yen of positive numbers being marked. That is, for example, accounts receivables and inventories, the inclusive of all the working capital was reduced, and because of that, we were able to achieve such a big positive numbers. Next is on page 12. This is the summary of balance sheet. As I mentioned earlier, reduction of working capital is now demonstrated in the balance between assets and liabilities. Second from the top, the accounts receivable, 970.8 billion to 724.2 billion yen. This is the 9.7 trillion to 7.2 trillion. If you look at that, there are about reduction of 100 billion yen for the accounts receivables. We were able to collect the accounts receivable about 250 billion yen, and therefore, we were able to reduce the net of 150 billion yen was improved. Inclusive others, we were able to reduce the working capital by about 100 billion yen. Now, balance sheet characteristic is that the cash and cash equivalents at the end of June, 611.8 billion yen of cash and cash equivalents is monitored. Preparing for the COVID-19 as well as recession, we have secured 200 billion yen worth of loan beforehand. That is affecting for both cash and cash equivalents as well as the interest-bearing debt. Next is regarding the detailed items on page 13, but I will skip this particular slide.
Page 14 onwards, I'm explaining the business results by segment. First of all, please refer to page 15 showing the overall situation on per segment basis. The numbers are towards the right, in a blue shaded area, which is the FY 2020 first quarter core basis. Net sales here is 949.2 billion yen. You can see that total number shown at the bottom of the slide. Towards right, you can see a difference on a year-on-year on a core basis. This part of the sales being pushed back into the second half of the year is registered here as -64 billion. If you go towards the top, the main areas where this came from was Energy Systems and Solutions, which is a segment shown at the top. You can see here the impact is 49.4 billion yen. So the majority of the project, which has been pushed back from the first half of the year to the second half of the year, occurred in the Energy Systems and Solutions segment. And if you could look at the far right, the impact of COVID-19, 3.6 billion net sales for Energy Systems Solutions, then operating income -1.2 billion, Infrastructure Systems Solutions, 12.9 billion for net sales, and 5 billion for the operating income or loss. Now, the COVID impact that we are expecting for the full year, in comparison, these are larger. Now, with regards to these two segments, from April to June, there's been delays in construction work. And against the full year forecast or expectations, the impact as of now is larger. But in this respect, we are expecting recovery from July onwards, and we are making efforts to enable that. Now, for the Device and Storage Solutions, which is the fifth segment from the top, here, the impact towards the net income is 75.8 billion yen, and impact towards the operating income or loss is -25.2 billion yen, quite significant. And this sum is in relation to the delays in installation related to new flat technology, as well as the hard disk plant factory being subject to a lockdown. And to more than 62 billion and about 17 billion of impact at the operating profit loss line. If we exclude these for the Device and the Storage Solutions segment, about 14 billion in terms of net sales, and for the operating income line, impact is about 8 billion yen. So I will explain in little more details about each of the segment. Please go to page 16, which is a slide explaining Energy Systems and Solutions. And if you could look towards the right, difference on a core basis. In terms of net sales, the impact is 49.4 billion yen. That is the difference on a year-on-year basis in terms of core basis. And the nuclear, the hydro, the thermal, transmission and distribution. Here you can see numbers like -10 billion, -20 billion, -23 billion. So overall, the impact is quite spread out. Next, I would like to explain the Infrastructure Systems and Solutions on page 17. Here, and where you can see as being a core base, the blue shaded area, and on the right, if you could look at the numbers as shown here. If you could look at the numbers here, for net sales, public infrastructure project or the railways and the industrial system, the situation has not really changed from the previous year. In the original budget, we were not expecting too much weighting towards the second half of the year. But if you look at the operating profit on core basis, 7.4 billion yen, this is an improvement of 5.1 billion yen. Net sales fell by 1 billion yen, but operating income improved by 5 billion yen, and this was largely due to reduction in fixed cost. And the Building Solutions is shown towards the bottom part of the slide. Here, the key point is in the net sales towards the right, you can see the contributing factor comment. And you can see elevators and escalators and lighting showing an arrow pointing downwards. Here, we have seen some decrease in the net sales, but if you could look at the profit line, And the elevators and escalator overseas and lighting has contributed positively to the profit line. And in this respect, because of the sales structure being reclassified and the fixed cost reduction, these have contributed to pushing up profit. Next, page 18, the electronic devices and storage solutions. Towards the middle, semiconductor is described, and new flare here, 14 billion and 10 billion of impact at the profit line, 14 at the, and the other semiconductor, about 20% of the net sales was impacted. About 20% of net sales was impacted, and the marginal profit fell by about 7 billion yen. And here, what I would like for you to turn your attention on is that in the first quarter of 2019, the core base, and the number for the first quarter 2020, when you make the comparison of the two, in the first quarter last year, that sales was 71.4 billion yen. But for the first quarter this year, the net sales was 60.5 billion yen. In other words, the decrease was about 10 billion yen. But if you look at the operating profit or loss line, we had operating loss of minus 3.1 billion yen, but the operating loss was about 2.8 billion, so it has remained quite flat. Now, in this area, the marginal profit is in excess of 50%. So when net sales decrease by more than 10 billion yen, there is a direct reduction in profit of about 5 billion yen. But the fact that we did not experience such a drop over the year is because we are starting to reap the benefit of the structural reform that we have been implementing from last year. And if you could look at the right, the contributing factors towards the bottom for hard disks and others. In terms of core, the lower sales due to changes of sales channels and memory business, Kioxia is a completely separate company, so the resale portion has disappeared according to that change. And the difference between the actual for first quarter and core base is the reduction in sales due to lockdown of a hard disk factory that I've described earlier. And now turning to page 19. The retail and printing solutions segment. This, if you could refer to the Toshiba Tech's the earnings result, and digital solution towards the bottom. Just one point I wanted to mention regarding digital solutions. Now, in January this year, we made the disclosure, that, which is that TSC's the circular transaction issue. This has caused concerns and issues for you, but that the net sales have disappeared here, and this has been the factor for reductions in net sales and the profit, as you can read to the right. Now, in fiscal 2019, in the third quarter, we have cancelled the sales and profit, and so for the full year, the impact will disappear in association with this matter. And please turn to page 20. That explains the situation for orders received. I did touch upon this when I talked about COVID before, but for our domestic business, the actual days worked has been reduced by about 10% in the first quarter in response to the COVID-19. But we have still maintained a normal level of the orders for the 3 months. And if you could look at the left, which is the amount of orders received, and if you look at the first quarter last year, there was a significant order that we received for the energy system solutions. So if we make comparison against that level, the level this year is 30% lower. But if we look at 2018 on a full year basis, only about 10%. Oh, the increase of about 10% of the 25 billion yen. So we were still able to secure our orders despite lower days worked. And on the right, you can see the orders backlog as of end of June. If we make a year-on-year comparison, the order backlog has increased by 5%, and the total being in excess of 2 trillion yen now.
Now, let me move on to cover the supplementary information. This is about Kioxia. This is for your reference. Now, from page 3 onwards, covers FY 2020 forecast. For the full year forecast, we haven't revised the numbers. So please refer to the numbers, page 24 too. Please take a look at the numbers. There's not been a revision. For page 25, I would like to make an additional explanation. Just like I explained earlier, procurement reform, sales reform, structural reform, 21 billion, 4 billion, 14 billion, the total of 39 billion is the strengthening of earnings power. This is part of the outcome of the initiative. 39 billion, we have been able to improve our earnings power against the previous year. But for others, it says 19.4 billion. As written at the bottom, in the first quarter, fixed cost reduction and also changes in the mix of products, there's been an increase of 21.5 billion yen. But for the full year, there's going to be a decline by 2.1 billion. This is due to product mix change because there's been a number of projects in the first half for high profitability projects and products. So we have set the forecast for the full year rather conservatively. And a COVID-19 impact. So we have changed the impact from the previous forecast. First quarter used to be 46 billion yen, that which was a forecast, which we ended with 49.3 billion. And for the second half, 22 billion to 18.7 billion. As I explained earlier, there's been delay in construction, which we experienced in the first quarter of this fiscal year, and which will be able to recover in the second quarter, third quarter, and the fourth quarter. So therefore, COVID-19 impact amount has been changed for the first quarter and for the full year. And by segment information, once again, please refer to the figures on the slides. With this, I would like to conclude my presentation. Thank you very much.
That concludes the presentation from the company. We will now move on to Q&A. And until 2:55, we will accept questions from the members of the media. Only those who registered on the telephone conference system will be able to raise questions. If you wish to raise questions, please press asterisk plus one. And when you were called upon, and please start your question. And if you would like to retract your question, and please press asterisk and two. And during the question, we ask you not to broadcast the audio from your PC because there might be some relaying of the audio. Also, please make sure that typing audio and so forth be controlled, and I will advise that you will mute your microphone when you are listening the answer. Yeah, Ms. Iwao of Nikkei, please. This is Iwao of Nikkei Shimbun. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you. Now, there are three questions. First question, COVID-19 impact on your supply chain. You have mentioned about HDD factories, delay in production level in the Philippines factory. And after that, there are increasing number of new cases in the Philippines. And could you elaborate on your prospects on the Philippines situation and what countermeasures are you going to take? Also, I would like to refer to India, where you are also having production sites, and what is the most recent impact in that area? That is the first question. Second question is, I would like to ask the strategy. Now, there are some impact on the operation. On the full year results announcement in June, there are some reference to it. I would like you to elaborate on what you would like to do going forward. The third is your approaches to the CapEx. Now, CapEx of 155 billion yen, that was the initial forecast that you have announced, and which is about 40% increase compared to FY19 results. What kinds of investment that you're going to make in the current situation? Could you elaborate on that? Thank you. First question regarding COVID-19, particularly in the Philippines and India. The second is Toshiba Tech's policy, what to do with the business. The third is their capital expenditure. The company has announced quite a significant increase, and what is the visibility about that investment? Are we correct?
Yes. Regarding the supply chain in the Philippines, once the infection has ceased out, once again, there are several preventive measures be taken by the national government, such as the emergency measures. Luckily, we are able to secure the utilization rate of over 80%. From April to June, there are some lessons learned throughout the lockdown operations, and we have learned how to secure that workers who come into the factory. When infectious patient had happened and how we're gonna control the situation quickly by limiting the number of cases and new cases as well as prevalence of that. It is true that it is very hard to forecast the infections going forward. There's nothing in particular that our company can announce. However, under the current situation, we are able to secure a sufficient level of facility utilization rate in the factories. In India, we have several manufacturing sites. Looking at the infectious situation in India, it is not a country overall. It is a particular area where the infectious cases is surging and subject to the restriction of social activities. At this moment in time, I would not expect a significant impact like we saw in the Philippines, particularly on Toshiba Group companies at this point. However, there are some delays in the installation works and so forth, and if that happens, and perhaps billion level of impact may materialize, and we assess the risks as such. Now, regarding Toshiba Tech, regarding the second question, in June, as we announced in June, there's no change in our announcement. At Toshiba Tech, the new president took place and took the office, and they tried to think about the new strategy. In the midst of such efforts, COVID-19 hit the operations, and therefore they are preparing their recovery plan. Second point about Toshiba Tech is that the maybe MFV business where great damage was imposed by COVID-19, and there might be some more risks in the future. I believe they are focusing on the recovery plans and the strategy for MFV. Whenever we started to see their strategy, then Toshiba will think about how strategically coordinate the strategy, or maybe we will not be able to find any good solutions between us, and maybe we might have to think about our capital strategy. Therefore, we will make decisions in the near future, but it will not be immediate at this point. Now, on the third point, it is true that 155 billion yen of CapEx was budgeted, and in that, the major items is included in item others. Others was 14.4 billion yen last year. However, this year is, excuse me, 35 billion. That is page 28 of attached document. For the breakdown of others is the refreshment of IT facilities.
That accounts for a quite large portion. And back office systems is going to be completely replaced, and which is under plan. And for that, we expect that the plan will be executed as is expected. And in the CapEx, in each business and solutions, as you have mentioned earlier, because of COVID-19 impact, there might be some risk of delaying the timing of investment. Did we answer your question? Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
So does anyone have a question? Okamoto-san from Yomiuri Newspaper. Okamoto from Yomiuri Shimbun Newspaper. Can you hear me? Yes. In regards to the first quarter, 12.6 billion yen of a loss. This is better than what was initially estimated, I understand. Now, between 10 and 20 billion for the first half, what was your initial estimation? And in the first quarter, there were, I suppose, the holidays that were taken in advance. What was that impact for the operating income and also the sales? Now, regarding detailed numbers, we have not disclosed, but more than 10 billion yen of recovery was achieved in our view. And where this is founded on is that in the next plan for fiscal 2019, core operating the profit or loss was 160 billion, and for 2020 was 220 billion. So 60 billion, the difference is the increase over a year. And 16 billion is expected from the improvement for the each of the year. For fiscal 19, operating loss was 7.8 billion yen. And if you add 15 billion, that's 22.8 billion yen. And if we exclude a COVID impact, and if we exclude a 49 billion, we will end up with a loss of about 27 billion. That is what you can calculate by adding and subtracting. Now, this addition and subtraction, I'm not saying that this is the exact number, but more or less similar to those levels were the assumptions that we made for the first quarter. But we ended up with a 12.6 billion in the end. So more than 20 billion to 12.6 billion. There was a positive impact in excess of 10 billion yen as a consequence. And the operating day or the business days have been decreased by 5 days, and the positives and negatives against that. And most boost was associated with fixed costs. So with regards to fixed cost here, even with the holidays being taken, they still occur on a monthly basis. But when personnel engages them in activities, there are the expenses that goes outside the company. So that portion has been reduced. But on the other hand, the sales activities, order taking activities, or manufacturing activities, or the construction activities being delayed, there are impact associated with those. And they, it's difficult to ascertain whether it's a direct impact from COVID-19 or is that a direct impact of the holidays being taken in advance. So the delays in construction work or delays in order taking had impact towards the profit, but these were classified as being part of the COVID impact. Was that okay? Did I answer your question? Thank you.
Now, Koide-san from Asahi Shimbun, please. My name is Koide from Asahi. I have two questions for you. My first question is, on page 25, a core operating income loss of differences of 160 billion. and the actual number has been reduced from 160 to 220. But if we take out the COVID-19 impact, I believe you're saying that you're progressing well against the next plan. But if you look at the reasons why there's been an increase, there are things like procurement reform, sales reform, and the structure reform. They take a big percentage, which means that the increase on the core operating income is not related to business, but rather the impacts of internal reform. Is that the correct interpretation? That's my first question. I think that is the most important point for this fiscal year. If you can take a look at page 26. On page 26, at the very bottom, there's the sales. Fiscal year 19 core basis. 3,441.7 billion, and the core base forecast for fiscal year 20 is 3,460 billion. So the sales will be over 3 trillion. But for this fiscal year, we are expecting an increase of about 18.3 billion in sales. In our next plan, fiscal year 19 and fiscal 20, regarded as years for strengthening our earnings power. So we won't be focusing on increasing the sales, but rather we would like to increase the sales with profit or to work on cost reduction. So we'll be strengthening on the earnings power. But as I mentioned, in June, we'll be shifting to phase two. We are going towards growth. And the phase two plan is now being worked on internally. So after gaining a fundamental earnings power, we would like to grow, make ourselves lean first and then grow. That's the order. But as a result, as you mentioned, as you see in the numbers in 25, most of the profit growth comes from rather than expansion of business, but rather improvement of profitability of the business. So from fiscal year 21, for a growth from fiscal year 21, how we're going to generate growth is now being considered internally. And in November, when we make earnings announcement, I think we would like to explain our plan. We are making preparations for that. Thank you very much. In that sense, now, so you were working on the reform as of today, and from fiscal year 21, the growth from fiscal year 21, you have no visibility yet. Is that correct? The growth from fiscal year 21, in each business, they have seeds for future growth. But which seed should we be making investment and grow? We need to do prioritization. We need to do calculations based on ROIC, whether investment is valuable. Such kind of judgment will be necessary for the future growth. As of today, we are having discussions of what business should be prioritized. Thank you very much for the explanation. And my second question is about the relisting in the first section of TSE. You did a filing in April. And the time of relisting, the pricing, what kind of impact you will see, can you explain? Can you share with us your opinion? Thank you very much. I wasn't able to hear your question very well, but as a result of COVID-19 impact, the process of relisting in the first section of TSC, how is it going to be impacted? Is that your question? Yes. Direct reasons, and also after COVID-19, the values will change. At the time of the filing, compared to the time you made a filing, things have changed. Share price, and the timing, Toshiba's way of thinking, have there been any changes, is my question. As to going back to the first section of TSAE, already in March we did a filing. And We are making preparations for that, and we are being screened right now. Towards relisting in the first section, Toshiba's way of thinking toward that goal remains unchanged. But if there should be any changes because of COVID-19, actually we are seeing such changes. But in the screening process, appropriateness of workflows, compliance, these are being questioned during the screening process. And in that process, do you need a stamp? Administrative process itself. Because of COVID-19, there is a need to review that process, the old process. But now that we are being screened, we cannot really make the decision on our own, but we would like to talk with the auditing firm as well as the media and also a voluntary regulatory body. And even the way we do our work changes, we need to make sure that we maintain our checking and supervisory function. You were talking about the stamp. Is that between TSE and Toshiba? Is that, or is it a discussion within your company only about the stamp? Yes, you talked about the stamp. You talked about the auditing firm as well. Primarily, it's the auditing firm. The auditing firm, we need to talk with them. And the internal control report should be, even if we get rid of stamp, is it going to mean that the internal control is working, and also order taking from customers, and also invoice, even with a stamp, is the invoice going to be appropriate? That's something that we are discussing with the firm. TSE, we will discuss with the auditing firm, and then we will explain to TSE our internal control going forward. And when we decide our internal control system in the future, we need to talk with TSE to confirm that it matches with what's going on in the market. So if we are to talk about relisting to the first section, are you saying that there may be a delay? No, I don't think so. I wasn't able to explain very well, but COVID-19 and relisting in the first section of TSE, there is almost no relationship. I don't think that would impact the relisting to the first section. If the relisting is to be impacted by COVID-19, it's going to be the internal control system. Internal control system may be changed as a result of COVID-19. So the overall process, it is not impacted by COVID-19. Thank you very much.
Now, we already spent 20 minutes anymore, but Wall Street Journal, who were not able to raise questions, Mr. Randas, we have received the question, so therefore I will read out on behalf of him. Because of the U.S.-China trade conflicts, there are some discussion for Japanese companies to reduce the business with China. There are some semiconductor business at Toshiba affected by China-U.S. business, and what Toshiba regards as the China market. What is your view on the Chinese market? This is a very difficult phase that we are facing at this moment in time. And Toshiba Corporation, toward the end of the 1980s, Toshiba Machinery has incurred some incident called a violation of a COCOM. And in Toshiba, we started to evaluate our risks, inclusive of such geopolitical risks as well. As a result of the U.S.-China trade conflicts, the items subject to national securities as well as the very advanced level of technologies, we need to discern one by one whether it is okay to have a transaction with China and also whether that might have some impact on the company's position. And we have a thorough examination one by one. And that has been the structures and processes put in place so far, but we recognize the need to further enhance such systems. And we have discussion for further enhancement. On the other hand, business in China is something that, from our company's point of view, slightly over 12% or so, where we have business with China. For that area, can we discontinue business in China? Answer would be no. We cannot discontinue the business with China. Well, to the extent possible, we will avoid the geopolitical risks. And for geopolitical risk-free area, we need to expand our business in China. So laws and regulation compliances and risk assessment for geopolitics, as well as how we concurrently have a viable business in China. These are the questions asked to the all executive members of this company. That concludes the Q&A session with members of the media. And as is mentioned earlier, from 3 o'clock to 3:30, we will invite the analysts as well as the financial institutions to raise questions. And once again, thank you very much. Now then, it's 3 o'clock, and therefore we would like to have half an hour session open for questions from analysts and investors. Now, if you have any questions, please press asterisk and 1. Now, from JP Morgan Securities, Moriyama-san, please. Thank you very much. First question. In your answers earlier, first quarter operating income, some upsides that you posted this time, I'd like to clarify the factors behind this. Now, 130 to 220, so that amount of about 16 billion will be added to 7.8 and 22.8 billion was considered to be the original budget. And then Corona COVID-19 impact is 46 billion, and therefore minus 46, and therefore minus 23 billion or so, which was supposed to be the original operating income. And however, the results was minus 12.6 and so forth, so therefore approximately 10 billion was an upside in operating income side. Is this the correct calculation? Is my understanding correct? Correct. Yes, my analysis is very similar. It is not an exact calculation. However, what you referred is very similar to our view. Thank you very much. Now, COVID-19 impact was 49.3 billion, and therefore about 3.3 billion was a pressure from COVID-19, and therefore for core earnings basis, slightly less than 14 billion yen was an upside of your results. Is this correct estimation? Correct. Thank you. Now, if that is the case, then on the core profit basis, on page 15 that I am referring to, and what particular business contributed to slightly less than 14 billion of the profit contribution to your overall results? If you could supplement some information, be appreciated. Like I mentioned earlier, on page 7, as you can see from this chart, 21.5 billion, the others is here, and majority, approximately 70% of the others, is coming from the decrease in fixed cost. And of course, from April to June period, because of the countermeasures against COVID-19, all of the solutions have worked to reduce the fixed costs. And from that point of view, I would say that all of the business divisions have tried to make recovery and against the COVID-19 impact. Therefore, during this period of time, I would not attribute a particular significant amount to a particular division. So I know that, that there are some. However, overall, it is across the divisions. So first quarter was mostly a decrease in the fixed costs. And for other solutions lines, and there are some, rather than to say that it is a strong or weak impact in each business, but it will be across the board, and there were overall upsides on the results. I understand. Thank you very much. That is all for myself. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Next is from Citi Group Securities. Aizawa-san, please. Aizawa from Citigroup Securities. I would like to ask two questions. The first question is regarding the semiconductor, the operating profit on a core basis. And I think it's page 18. And 14.7 billion yen, I think, of profit was gained. This significant improvement, how could I break that down? And how does this translate in terms of net sales and profit, the new flare system, LSI? And if you could explain the situation for the first quarter by dividing this, also discrete as well. And the second point is a question regarding shareholder returns. Now, the Kioxia IPO, if Kioxia should IPO, then I think you have been saying that you are going to make shareholder returns. So, again, to the extent possible, could you share information that you are able to at this point in time? And if it is okay, if you could talk from a capital allocation plan, from where do you expect money to come in? And where will that be allocated to? And within that total picture, what is your thoughts about shareholder return? If there is anything that you can describe from such a perspective, that would be appreciated. And the focus is that, so what you are saying right now is that you're going to do things along the line of capital allocation policy. So looking into the future, are we expecting the same to continue, or are we seeing something special occurring right now? In other sense, that you are seeing a special, the extraordinary the balance. So do we expect the allocation to change in the future? So that's essentially what I wanted to understand. That completes my question. The first point. Not easy, but regarding semiconductor, in terms of core basis, on a year-on-year basis, plus 16.2 billion yen at net sales, and for the operating profit or loss, a positive 17.8 billion. But you're asking for a breakdown. Now, in terms of core base, slightly less than 10 billion yen is associated with New Flare profit contribution, if you could understand it at that. And the remainder is from discrete and system LSI. Slightly less than 10 billion. Well, of the 17.8 billion, the core base operating profit and loss, half is from the New Flare positive, and the other half is the positive contribution of discrete and system LSI, if you could understand it at that. With regards to discrete, in terms of core base, we saw both net sales and operating profit improve. But even on a non-core basis, or on the actual operating profit basis, we are in a trend of showing the profit increase. regarding system LSI, the situation is similar. So in that sense, so regarding system LSI, on a year-on-year basis, the net sales may have come down, but the operating profit has improved. That is the actual. And on a core basis, we've seen both the net sales and operating profit increase. It's somewhat complicated looking at these numbers, but the actual for the first quarter, minus 2.8 billion yen. But last year, the actual operating profit was minus 3.1 billion yen. They are of the same type of scale, but what constitutes the number is different. The loss last year was mostly from system LSI and discrete. They accounted for the large portion, but with regards to this fiscal year, this portion is mostly from NFT. Their shipment has been delayed significantly, and that has led to a loss being recorded. So let me explain it in that way. I apologize for not being very succinct. And next part regarding Kioxia. If Kioxia is to be relisted, what to do with the proceeds? At this point in time, we are only talking about Kioxia shares, but with regards to what to do about capital allocation for Toshiba overall, and I think you've asked about this, but how are we going to draw the growth going forward as part of the Toshiba Next plan? And how to actually use money there is something that's being discussed right now. Once we complete this discussion in November, overall, we will talk about what type of areas where we're going to invest in and where are we going to, extract money from and make a focused investment. We expect to be able to give some information or explanation about that come November. But for this fiscal year, we have the Kioxia matter. And last year in November, we made an announcement regarding the Toshiba Next plan. And with regards to the financial operation at our company, we gave an explanation externally about our thoughts. Basically speaking, to what extent are we going to hold assets with risk? So how much shareholders' equity do we need to hold on to? And that would be the basis upon which the shareholders' equity for us was determined. But as a guideline, roughly speaking, for the equity ratio, we are kind of guiding for about 30%. And that is what we have explained. Now, at that point in time, the Kioxia shares were not listed. It was more considered as a risk asset. If this was to be listed, then the risk would come down. So it would be considered as a different class of assets. If that's the case, and when we are thinking about new capital allocation, the shares in Kioxia, once that is they're monetized, then it should be utilized for making returns to the shareholders. And that's the kind of discussions that we've been having from November when we explained about our financial operation thoughts. And since that time, we've having this type of discussion at the board level. So if we monetize the shares in Kioxia, then it will no longer be considered as a risk asset. Now, it was considered as a risk asset and it was discounted as the asset scale. So we may be able to utilize this for making returns to the shareholders. And that has translated into shareholder return policy that we have announced. But as I said at the outset, as part of the Toshiba Next plan, we are trying to paint a picture for growth beyond 2021. Where are we going to invest in? Where to extract money from? These are some of the study that is currently taking place. And when we make announcement in November for the next plan, we should be able to give a course of direction for you. And based on that, the operation will be carried out post-2021. In that respect, the Kioxia shares, we are doing things in this way, but next year, their capital allocation concept will change because we have entered into a new phase. So there is a possibility for that kind of change. Just one point, the Kioxia shares, I feel as though you are assuming to sell your entire holding. Is that the right understanding? The policy within the company is that as the first stage, we have an issue of listed subsidiary, and this was the case with Toshiba Tech as well. Kioxia, if it is listed as the first section of TSE, it will be listed as a subsidiary. Are we going to leave it as that the listed company, or are we going to take that outside the group? Or what? There are selections that we need to make. So from the company's perspective, in June, we made an announcement, which was that we consider it as a company that sits outside our portfolio. This is what we said externally. In other words, if Kioxia is to be listed, then it will not remain as a consolidated company or an equity method company. Essentially, the message we sent was that the company will not just continue to sit as a consolidated company or equity method company. So when is it going to go outside being the equity method company? And that timing, that kind of thing, will be determined through further internal discussion. Thank you very much.
Now I would like to ask Yasui-san from UBS to ask a question. Thank you very much. My name is Yasui of UBS Securities. I have three questions for you. My first question is, in energy business unit, many projects have been shifted from the first half and second half according to your explanation, but the amount is very big. And personally, Mitsubishi and Hitachi, they announced their earnings. I'm not sure if it's appropriate to make comparisons, but their sales against the previous year is flat, and there's a very small increase in terms of profit according to their earnings announcement. And once again, can you explain why there is a major shift from the first half and second half? And if possible, why is this happening to Toshiba only and not other companies? My second question is, infrastructure, buildings, construction period is very long. So the top line may appear in the second half. Is there a possibility for that? Can you explain? Can you share with us your opinions based on the current understanding? And lastly, my third question. In the first quarter, previous year is this, and COVID-19 impact is this, and you talked about 15 billion for the quarter, and if you do it for the second quarter, it will be around 35 billion. So this is my calculation. But for the second quarter operating income, is this calculation correct? Is this way of thinking correct? That is something I would like to confirm with you. For the energy business, I believe that I was not able to explain well. But for this fiscal year, it's not a shift, but rather when we took the order, the orders were concentrated in the second half. That's a better explanation. Infrastructure business, or in the case of energy business, you are supposed to do this during this term, and then you to do this term, you're to do a recording of the sales in this term. Everything is decided depending on the progress of the construction work, but the timing for the recording of the sales is concentrated in the second half, and it was decided when we took orders, and not in this fiscal year either. Those are the orders that were taken last year or the year before. So for the sales in the fiscal year 2020, the sales were to be recorded in the second half rather than in the first half. The shift I was talking about was not about that. But in April, May, and June, the construction work were supposed to end in those 3 months, but they were not. We were not able to do so, so there was a shift. That was the impact of COVID-19 in the case of Energy Solutions, 3.6 billion yen in sales, in profit 1.2 billion yen. So this COVID-19 impact is a shift from the first half to the second half. So initially, there was a concentration in sales in that business unit in the second half compared to the first half, and that was not impact of COVID-19. And you said that this doesn't really happen with Hitachi or Mitsubishi, but this depends on each project. So therefore, I think this actually happened to us because of the mix of the projects. A COVID-19 impact, energy system, infrastructure system, both... also with the building business, there is a risk of a construction delay with COVID-19. There is a possibility. There is a certain risk. There may be a delay in the work. And as a result, there was a shift. And as of today, a possible shift. For example, if somebody is infected on the site, construction site, the construction work may stop for a week. So we have learned that. And when one person is infected, instead of stopping everything, a group of three people may have to stop working. So clustering is something that we are already working on in each of the construction site. So according to what I hear from the sites, in the second half, with the current level of COVID-19 pandemic, there will be no major delays in the construction work. And the second quarter, the way of thinking for the second quarter, I believe, was the question. So if you had to look at it in a most simple way, first quarter and second quarter, if we put them together, about 70 billion, 49.3 billion in the first quarter, 22 billion for the second quarter are the COVID-19 impacts. We add two, the amount will be 71.3 billion, which is this is a kind of downward impact, negative impact of COVID-19 for the first quarter and for the second quarter. And a strengthening of the earning power of 60 billion, out of which 30 billion will be the positive impact. And in addition, on the first half and the second half, compared to the previous fiscal year, the sales has shifted from the first to the second of about 100 billion yen. The marginal profit of 30-something percent is the cause of downside for the first half and upside for the second half. And there will be additional cost reduction initiatives which are not included in next plan. And are we going to see some additional impacts of cost reduction in the second quarter? And should there be any rebounds from the cost reduction? And as I mentioned in my presentation, for overall Toshiba, on the 5th of June, Kurumatani said that in the first half of this fiscal year, we'll be posting losses of between 10 billion and 20 billion. That was a comment that was made. But compared to that, we have been able to recover. So that was the result, the impression we have about the first quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Now, there's one outstanding question. We'd like to close this session with the last question. SMBC Nikko, Yoshizumi-san, please. Can you hear me? Thank you. This is Yoshizumi at SMBC Nikko, and there are two questions. First question is, probability of progress of next plan. Well, when I analyze all the results for major companies, and of course,
the distinction of the kinds of impact, whether that is a part of COVID-19 or others, is very hard to make. And as you mentioned earlier, the balance between the first half versus the second half is one thing in the first place, and also the COVID-19 impact versus the next plan, progress of next plan. It is very hard to distinguish between the two from outside person. And 15 billion improvement in core earnings capability was made, as you mentioned. And we've received your analysis, such as attributable to the procurement reforms and others. However, we'd like to ask from Mr. Kamo, do you have specific items of improvement? Can you demonstrate whether the next plan is progressing quite well? If you could further deep dive into the area so that external parties like us will be able to understand the progress well. Second question is regarding HDDs and utilization of the Philippine plant was reduced. And during the period that having the lower utilization rate, and because of that, during that period of time, you may lose the market share. And whether should we concern about market share loss because of the lower utilization rate, even after the restart of the production at the Philippine plant? And I'd like to confirm that with you. Thank you very much for your question. Now, how assured that there is a progress made for the next plan? And also, there are a lot of moving numbers, and it is very hard for somebody from outside of the companies to distinguish whether that is because of COVID-19 or others. So these are very hard to understand from outside point of view, and that's why in today's presentation, we have explained that is part of SPEs and a factory in the Philippines for HDD and so forth. And we have elaborated on major reasons by business segment. Growth is one thing. However, when we look at our business from core earnings capabilities, and first is marginal profitability, whether that is improving or not, that is one major topic. And second, whether the fixed cost is increasing or decreasing. That perhaps is the best indicator to see the progress of our next plan. And of course, the sales achievement may delay because of COVID-19. However, order taking level is more critical. From company's point of view, as is presented earlier, all these figures are the figures which we know for sure that is assured. But on a personal opinion, there are some sense of security coming from the backlog of orders, and also marginal profitability, as is presented by Mr. Kurumatani back in June, is improving for sure. And at this point, fixed cost is on a declining trend. So all these three factors considered, we've been making a very good progress in executing next plan. But as you mentioned earlier, COVID-19 is giving us moving targets, and it is very hard to make explanation to you, but we will do our best so that you will be able to fully understand our situation throughout our IR activities. Now, regarding a potential share change in hard disk drives, now, in the case of HDD, there are major data centers, and in that case, you need the a product certification for each of the size of the HDDs. I cannot mention the specific name. However, there are data center operators and cloud service providers. Once they decide to accept that hard disk and so forth, the manufacturers will start to produce. And after production, it is stored in the warehouses, and then the data center service provider will replenish or assign the inventories accumulated in the manufacturer side for their use one after another. So because of this practice in this industry, because of the production decline because of the COVID-19, we are not worried about the losses in the market share. However, we have to make sure that certification is made as is expected in regard to the products. And so far, the progress of certification is on schedule, in line with our schedule, as I understand. Did I answer your question? Thank you very much. So was that the last question? Thank you very much. Now then, it is time to close the session, and therefore we'd like to close the earnings announcement meeting as well as the Q&A session. Thank you very much. Those participating through the phone, please make sure that you turn off your phones. Thank you very much.